We turn to the government shutdown, now entering its second week. If it goes on much longer, it could spell trouble for American scientists who would normally be heading to Antarctica this time of year. October is usually the start of a new research season near the South Pole. Hugh Ducklow directs long-term ecological research at Palmer Station, one of three U.S. research stations on the Antarctic Peninsula. The headline of Scientific American, Hugh, says it all. The government shutdown may force evacuation of U.S. research stations. How much does this have scientists on edge right now?
Everybody's really on edge right now, Marco. Part of it is because of the uncertainty. Nobody knows what's happening or what's going to happen. We haven't heard anything from the National Science Foundation because they're part of the government and they're furloughed right now.
And the National Science Foundation has a lot to do with your work down there at Palmer Station, I guess.
National Science Foundation basically directs all aspects of the United States research presence in Antarctica. And so we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen.
Isn't the research season just getting underway, though? I mean, I just read that your team of researchers left on a ship from Punta Arenas, Chile, headed for Palmer Station. So what do they do when they get there and everything's shut down?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, it's a good sign. The boat left the dock to cross the Drake Passage to go over to Palmer Station on Friday, and they're on schedule to arrive tomorrow. So at this point, everything is continuing as planned, but we just have lots of uncertainty about what's going to happen when they get there.
I mean, I can hear some listeners going, you know, this isn't clinical trials for some miraculous cancer drug. We're talking like a penguin webcam here. But take us to the long-term climate research. What could be affected?
Right. I mean, you're right. There's nothing life-threatening about our work being postponed, but it would have some devastating implications for research that, in our case, has been going on for over 20 years. And our focus is studying the response of various aspects of the Antarctic ecosystem to rapid climate change. The region that we work in, which is the Antarctic Peninsula, it's the little part of Antarctica that sticks up towards South America, is undergoing some of the most rapid climate warming on Earth today. And the ecosystem is responding at all levels, from plants at the bottom of the food chain all the way up to penguins, seals, and whales. So we've been doing that research. You might say, well, you've got 20 years of work, so you miss a little bit. But the way it works is that these time series of observations, if you have interruptions or breaks in the record, you just lose a lot of the scientific value in the record. So a disruption could just be devastating for the work we've been doing.
Is the debate on climate change still so toxic as well that you worry that a gap in data might actually be ammunition for the deniers?
A gap in data would certainly allow them to say they don't know what they're talking about, that we don't know what we're talking about. But that's a minor concern, you know, compared to our people who are down there and waiting to get started and seeing if they're going to have to evacuate or how we would even deal with a break in the record ourselves. You know, for every day that this goes on, or if the U.S. Work is postponed or discontinued for some period of time, it just takes away from U.S. credibility and presence on the continent.
And I'm just curious, this coming research season, what were you kind of really looking forward to? Any kind of like great light bulbs that might have gone off?
So as a result of the past several decades of climate change, we're looking at the local extinction of penguin populations in our region. We're really at the point with some of these penguin populations where they could flicker out of existence almost any time. And so, you know, we just can't afford to miss anything.
Now, the new long-term ecological research website is talking about Penguin Cam, a new live penguin cam.
Yeah.
What's an offer there? What do we see?
The camera is, well, it isn't out right now. They're waiting to get it set up for this season. The camera is sighted right in the middle of a colony of Adelie penguins. What you see on the camera is penguins going about their daily life. They're going to be arriving in the next couple weeks. They start to build nests. They start to look for mates. They get busy breeding and laying eggs and raising chicks. And on the penguin cam, you can see all of that going on.
Hopefully you'll be able to do your research. Hugh Ducklow, an ecologist at the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory just outside New York City. He directs long-term ecological research at Palmer Station in Antarctica. Hugh, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco. Thanks a lot.